Welcome to Enterprise Radio, the signature show of the Enterprise Podcast Network, featuring some of the most prominent business professionals in the world today. And now your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Today on the program, we're speaking with Mr. Alex Chase, a senior director at AP Telecom, a digital infrastructure consulting firm that specializes in developing connectivity in established and emerging markets around the globe. Among the company's core offerings are fiber cells, due diligence, data center, and strategic consulting services. And Mr. Chase, thanks for joining us here today on Enterprise Radio.
Thank you for having me, Eric. It's great to be speaking with you.
Yeah, really do appreciate your time and joining us here today and looking forward to getting an update on AP Telecoms. So for starters, if you would, what kind of demand growth are you seeing in the submarine cable space today?
Yeah, great question to begin with. Extraordinary demand growth, particularly in, give an anecdotal remark, I was in Vietnam earlier this year, and about half that country's population, their internet connectivity usage is going to be doubling. So if that's a model alone for what we're seeing in the rest of the world, especially in these undeveloped regions, as you mentioned, then I think there's great opportunity for growth here. And the size is insatiable, actually.
Yeah, certainly do appreciate your details and update on what's going on within the submarine cable space. Quite interesting as well. Tell me, looking at digital infrastructure from a utility perspective like water and electricity, what kind of innovation are you seeing in green technology? That would be some interesting information and feedback as well.
Green technology is another area that's growing in direct proportion with the increase of internet usage with these other countries, like I just mentioned, with Vietnam and these emerging markets. Because as the demand increases, of course, the need for power is right alongside of it. So in order to keep a sustainable environment and sustainable demand of connection, we have, as you can see, and our political agendas and in the environment in the United States has been a great shift towards green energy, specifically coming out of the Nordic region. We're seeing things such as hydropower, solar power, wind power, and nuclear fusion, I believe, is the future. So to keep up with this demand, green technology must match it.
Yeah, thanks for your feedback in those regards as well. Now, taking that even further, what is the environment for partnership in the digital infrastructure industry? Talk to us about that as well.
There's great opportunity for partnership. Countries have been sharing their energy, their digital infrastructure, and for that case, their physical infrastructure for long periods of time. Think of it like, roads connecting continental Europe, for example, getting from one place to another. In the United States, we take it not for granted, that's not the right word, but on the same lines of thinking, we don't think about it as much because everything is internally wired. When you go to, area of the world like Europe, where you're connecting countries, connecting different places, the need for partnership and the willingness, surprisingly, between countries is very open. Without partnership, that you can't get your transfer, your user base getting any higher. So, if a company wants in a country wants their user base to increase, they must continue with partnership. And from my personal experience, I'm seeing companies eager to do so.
Once again, we certainly do appreciate your time and joining us on behalf of AP Telecom today. We're speaking with Alex Chase, a senior director at AP Telecom, a digital infrastructure consulting firm that specializes in developing connectivity in established and emerging markets around the globe here on Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Now, another question for you, Mr. Chase. While data has been largely centralized over the years, do you see the recent trends in countries wanting to store their data domestically, leading to decentralization in data centers? I'd love to hear your feedback on that.
This is a very interesting one because we see technology growing closer and larger, and it's We use the term globalization. Technology has brought down barriers between countries and we're more interconnected. However, in this day and age, you look at what's going on in world events, there is, like you said, a shift to decentralization of where countries are wanting to store their data. This is very sensitive material. You know, you think about it, it's not just Facebook, WhatsApp, messaging, but you are also storing hospital data. You're storing governmental data. Critical, just as we call it critical infrastructure, it's critical information. So countries are wanting to keep that highly sensitive source local. While I don't necessarily foresee, you know, these large hyperscaler data centers that are being created breaking apart, I do foresee the use of edge data centers in smaller units that countries are going to keep in their territory to store, as we see a shift in again these countries wanting to keep a stronghold and protection on them.
Also, I understand you're looking to achieve a goal of going from a $10 million revenue business to a $100 million revenue business by 2030 or sooner. Talk to us about that and maybe how you're going to make this happen. That would be some interesting feedback there.
Yes, great. That goes along with every question that we've been talking about here is expansion, globalization, centralization. And even the opportunity in decentralization. AP Telecom spends most, as we are a digital consulting firm, we spend the majority of our time doing research, primary on the ground, as well as secondary, going through certain scholars and industry reports. And we see such a need, especially in the emerging markets, for servicing. I mentioned earlier Vietnam. And what we've been in different parts of Asia, they're in partnership. They're looking to partner with one another to connect to countries like the United States, because they want to overnight double their user base for the platforms they hold internally. So AP Telecom is looking at this. We're looking to jump on this trend, and not just for the need of the business, but also the philanthropic side, the need of interconnected in closing the gap in the digital divide. Also, green technology, as we discussed, very important, a solid need for us to continue on staying ahead of that curve, because in a short time, you know, green energy used to be something we looked at 10, 15 years in the future, but in just five years' time, and maybe even sooner, There will be such demand there for us to service green data centers, green cables being powered by wind, solar, et cetera, shifting away from the traditional. So with all these elements involved, you know, it's I think 100 million. I mean, it sounds like a very high a high mark, but I actually see it as a very achievable goal, which is properly done and one that can be picked up and moved again to an even higher amount.
Once again, Mr. Chase, we certainly do appreciate all you do on behalf of AP Telecom and joining us here today. Really appreciate all the insight and information and updates shared as well. As we conclude, any closing thoughts, a takeaway, a tip, or anything else you'd like to mention as we conclude today?
Well, I'd like to mention that I was just in, as I've mentioned, in Europe. I was at Data Cloud Nordics 2022, an industry conference, particularly based on data centers. And from my experience, getting out and talking with the your hyperscalers and your local data warehouse and subsea cable suppliers, the need for power energy source is currently priority number one. There is a high amount of dark fiber, unused fiber that's already laying and it's ready to be utilized. That's not really the area of concern for capacity. The area that needs improvement is energy. So if I may leave a tip for your audience, if, you know, a certain sector to focus on is how do we supply the sustainable, we can sustain the demand in dark fiber and making sure there's the proper infrastructure, but how do we get the energy sources to actually run those systems?
If you would, Mr. Chase, hit that website where listeners can get further details on AP Telecom and stay up to date on what's going on in the industry as well.
Best place, aptelecom.com. Of course, our Facebook page, AP Telecom, and our LinkedIn and our Twitter, all AP Telecom handles. So that's the best place to contact us if you need further digital infrastructure consulting or looking to get more industry knowledge.
Certainly sounds easy enough. Again, folks, that is aptelecom.com. This link will also be included within the show notes of this broadcast. Mr. Chase, all the best, and thanks for joining us here today on Enterprise Radio.
Thank you, Eric.
Again, we've been speaking with Mr. Alex Chase, the Senior Director at AP Telecom, a digital infrastructure consulting firm that specializes in developing connectivity in established and emerging markets around the globe. And for all the details, visit aptelecom.com. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Tune into our live location as we are streaming live 24/7 around the world at epodcastnetwork.com/live. You can also find our live stream on iTunes Radio and TuneIn Radio, as well as the TuneIn Radio app for your listening convenience. And as always, we thank you for your support and for tuning in.
Thanks for listening to Enterprise Radio. To subscribe to more of our programming, visit epodcastnetwork.com. This is the ePodcast Network.